welcome to one of the very last episodes of the CWF Gamecast. As always, I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. I want to begin by welcoming all of you, and I actually need to explain that intro a little bit. The reason why this is one of the last episodes is that we have a new name. We had been running a contest, the Name Our Podcast Contest 2, for quite a while. And I'm happy to say that we have a new name as a result of that. There were quite a few submissions into the contest, and after spending a lot of time, actually, trying to figure out, you know, which would be the winner and how to work all that, had ended up going ahead and choosing two winners. You're thinking, wait a sec, only one person was supposed to win. Which was correct. However, there were two people who had come up with names kind of almost jointly, but independent of each other, that I felt that it would be unfair to only give one person the award. So I have to say that Court Naglin and Andrew Malcolm from the UK are our two winners. They came up with the name Wargaming Recon. I want to thank both of them, first of all, and I want to thank all of you who have submitted and participated in this contest and all of our contests. As I said, there was almost 30 different names that were submitted. They ran the gamut from, I'm sure you can imagine some of them, but Games for Gamers, Doughboys Telegraph, Intercourse of the Wargamer, and on and on and on. So there were many different names. It's really hard to choose, but Court and Andrew were the two winners. They've already received part of the prizes from the prize package. We awarded over $174 in prizes to the two winners. I need to thank Henry Hyde, editor of Battle Games Magazine, Jasper Orthos, editor-in-chief of War Games, Soldiers, and Strategy Magazine, and of course Brian Stratos Borgman, who is the owner of Bailey Records. They were sponsors for this contest. They provided prize packages that we were able to give away as part of our gift basket to the winners. So it was a lot of fun. It was hard to pick winners, but we now have Wargaming Recon. As soon as I get caught up with the backlog of recorded episodes for this show, I will begin recording new episodes under the name Wargaming Recon. Our podcast feed in iTunes will be updated. RSS feeds will be updated. So you'll have all of that. Plus, hopefully, we'll have new website addresses for the podcast. We are still keeping wargamingforums.com. That will be our main site. As always, everything will actually probably mirror or link back to that. We're going to keep the blog there, and CWF Gamecast will be the name that we will use, like an overarching kind of name for everything that's going on here and everything we do for gaming. So this is a short show, as I said, and the reason for that is it's been many weeks, actually, quite a few weeks since my wife and I had moved here into Natick. And before the move, I said that there was going to be hiatus, so we're going to, you know, break so I could get ready with the move and do all the packing and everything and unpacking and getting acclimatized to here in Natick, Massachusetts. And that has gone past. And I've been whittling away at the Battleground Games and Hobbies interview. It's over 2 hours in length, featuring my friend Drew McCarthy, features Chase Laquadara and Derek Lloyd, both of Battleground Games and Hobbies. And that's an episode I really want to get out to all of you, but it is so dense with wonderful content, and that means it's a long episode. So that's a lot of time to, you know, edit it and get it up to snuff and make it usable for everyone. A difficulty with it is that it was recorded live at Drew's house using a mic I'm not used to. It's a snowball mic, one of the blue snowball ones. So having it centered in the middle of a dining room table, actually, and then having all of us seated around it and then talking was an interesting occurrence. Plus, in addition to a mic that I have never used before, it was plugged into my wife, who she generously allowed me to use this, plugged into my wife's MacBook. So I don't really use MacBook very much. I use an iMac. And I know they're similar, but there's a lot of things a MacBook does that I'm not familiar with. So I was using, you know, equipment I'm not used to. I played with a MacBook a little bit, but I couldn't, you know, play with a blue snowball at all. So it was equipment I wasn't used to, and I want to make sure the episode's of sufficient quality for all of you. So that's something I've been working on. And while I've been doing that, I've been thinking, well, there's no new content going out to all of you. And everyone's been, you've been great, actually. But I felt like I've been letting you down. And I don't want to do that. I don't want you to think, oh, well, he said, you know, there's this hiatus. And that Jonathan, he promised he'd be back. And there's been nothing. And how dare he? Well, you know, you have every right to be enraged. So this is something for you. It's not a full episode. But I wanted to touch base with everyone and let all of you know what's going on. Plus, yesterday, I was on Facebook, and I got this Facebook chat message from a friend of mine, Chad K. He's serving with our armed forces overseas in the Middle East. He had mentioned that he will be coming home soon, thankfully, but he had said that he likes to listen to the show while he's over there. It helps pass the time, and it helps him get his gaming fix. It meant a lot to me hearing him say that. You know, I've always said that I'm just this guy here. I'm just talking into a microphone. I'm talking about things I like, things that I think you might like. And all of you, you let me into your homes and you give me the time so that you can listen to me. And I really appreciate it. But knowing that not only people here at home in America and people across the pond, our friends in England and friends up in Canada and friends all over, but we have, you know, people here in the Middle East who are doing work, and you know, here's this guy Chad, and he's listening to the show, and it helps him get through and deal with all of it. You know, he's getting shot at and having to do patrols and do all sorts of dangerous work, and he's doing a mission there, and it has to be difficult being away from your loved ones and your friends and all your family and everything. But one of the things that helps make it a little bit better for him, even a tiny bit more bearable, is listening to the show. And I mean, in the words of some of my friends across the pond, I'm chuffed. It means a lot to me. And so that kind of spurred me on to say, do you know what, John? Get your act together and put something out. It doesn't have to be long, but make something. So here I am talking to all of you. As I said, we're moved into here in Natick. And actually, there's been a lot of stuff going on gaming-wise. I've been trying out some new products. As those of you who pay attention on the blog will know, I'm playing around with the Army Painter Quickshade. After I get a little more experience with that, I want to do a little feature here on the podcast about it. You know, a review kind of, I guess, of it, but also maybe a sort of how-to and things I've learned not to do as a result of doing it. I've been talking about some painting and paintbrushes, which is always an interesting topic. People are very passionate about their paintbrushes and, you know, what type and sizes and makes and where do you get them and this, that, and the other. So that's always an interesting topic. Also, I've been playing more Black Powder. I played a game, Battle of Chelsea Creek. I have to thank Richard Clayton of the Boston Train Bands. He ran this. He was supposed to run it with his friend Chris, who's also a member of BTB, but Chris was actually ill that day, so he couldn't come out. But Richard came out all the way down to Battleground Games and Hobbies in Abington and ran the game, I think it was September 12th, actually. So there was a good group of us. There was maybe six or so of us. We were playing a RevWar game that he had done based off of the actual Battle of Chelsea Creek, one of the first battles in the American Revolution up here as part of the Boston campaign. It was a lot of fun. We played 28mm using his figures, so anytime you don't have to paint stuff and bring your own terrain or anything to go play a game, that's a great thing in life. The fact that his stuff is fantastically painted, beautifully modeled, and I mean, it's amazing. It made the game that much better. And everyone who came out and played, they were fantastic. A lot of them had never played Black Powder before. So it was kind of a learning game, which is the purpose of this. You know, you get out, you play, you see if it's something you like, maybe you want to get into, and just try to help grow the hobby. So people came, and not everyone knew how to play, but between, you know, the quick reference guides, and Richard's a fantastic referee. He's amazing, actually. He really is. And also because of the fact that Black Powder, everyone calls it a rules, but I like to call it guidelines for gentlemanly wargaming. It just really lends itself to being able to be played by people, whatever their background is. But you get it really quickly is what it is. Like, you pick it up. It's very accessible. And I found by turn 3, maybe turn 4 at the latest, everyone was kind of getting into it and they're kind of running the game. We didn't need Richard to jump in as much and say, okay, now you do this, and John, you do that, or Drew, it's your turn, so then first thing first, you do your command check, and then you do this, and that means you get so many moves. He didn't have to do that. We got it. And we all helped each other, which was really good. If you're going to play with a group of people, you want to play with people who are fun, who are nice, who are friendly, people you get along with. I mean, you're spending time with them, moving, you know, little figures around on a table. You want it to be an enjoyable experience, and everyone made it, they made it a blast. It's a lot of fun. There's pictures up on the blog. You know, you don't have to go to the blog, but the pictures are fantastic. All the really good pictures are a result of Adrian Benson. And the reason why I'm laughing is I was just looking at some pictures that I had taken, and they're some of the better pictures I had taken, but they are just so bad. And then I scrolled down, and I looked at the pictures Adrian took, and they're phenomenal. I mean, he has a good camera and everything, and that makes a difference, but Adrian just knows what he's doing. So you can see a clear difference between them. Plus, the ones I had taken, for some reason, I was really fascinated with the livestock models that Richard brought. And I don't know why. I think I never saw a cow. But, which isn't true, actually. I know what livestock look like. I've seen animals, been on farms and everything. But for whatever reason, I was just fascinated by these cows and the steers and everything. And there's lots of pictures of them. So that was a great thing. Plus, this coming Saturday at The Wiz, and this is completely last minute, and not really the reason why I was doing this episode, mini episode, half episode of the show, but this Saturday at The Wiz at their new location in Westboro, they're still on Route 9, but they have moved down the street. So at the new location at 2 o'clock, I think is when we're starting, Adrian, Court, and I are going to be running an American Civil War game using black powder rules. It is a 15mm scale game. Court has tons of 15mm models for the American Civil War. I think he said he has something like 77 or 78 stands of infantry per side, 10 plus stands of cavalry per side. I think he has maybe 9 or 10 artillery pieces per side. So, yeah, it's 15mm, but that's a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff on the table, a lot of metal to be moving around. So we're hoping for a good turnout. We're doing something a little different, trying to reach out to people who are, you know, in Metro West region of Massachusetts, maybe some people who might come down from New Hampshire, Maine, or whatever, people from the North Shore. So we're hoping to reach out to some of you guys so that you can come out and play Black Powder. Chris, who's co-owns The Wiz with his wife, Lynn, hadn't heard of Black Powder, so this is going to be a learning experience for him, too. They're really into Flames of War up there. Of course, they got, you know, Magic that they do on Fridays, and they got 40K, and they got Dystopian Wars now that they're stocking. It's where I get all my Dystopian War stuff. They're fantastic. I mean, they're great for a lot of the stuff, a lot of historical stuff, a lot of modeling, and just tons of stuff. They're a fantastic store. So he's letting us run it there. He's providing the space, the table, and everything. Court is basically providing everything else because he's amazing. He's providing the models. He's been making terrain. I got felt and some terrain just in case. But all my stuff is for like 25, 28 millimeter, not really 15. Adrian's the same situation, but we're all just doing it together. Adrian's working on the write-up and the scenario and stuff. But it's based off of the scenario in the book, the Daybreak at Hangman's Creek. It's in the Black Powder rulebook. I'm doing air quotations because I don't like to call it rules. I don't like to call it a rulebook. It's a book that has guidelines for gentlemanly wargaming in it, is what it is. But it's near the back of the book where they have all the scenarios, and if you hear that noise, it's because I'm cracking the book. For those of you who are interested, I just wanted to give you a page number for that. And if I was at all prepared and didn't think about doing this at last minute, I would have all this written out for all of you, so you wouldn't have to hear me babble. But it's actually, let's see, page 146 of the Black Powder book. It starts off Daybreak at Hangman's Creek, North America, 1860s, and has, you know, a write-up and everything. It gives an order of battle on the next page and a map and all sorts of stuff and some beautiful pictures because, I mean, Warlord Games, just they do fantastic stuff. I can't say enough wonderful things about them. But sorry about that. That's me closing the book and my finger slipping. Anyway, we're going to be doing that. It starts at 2. We'll be there probably 1:30, maybe a little bit earlier to set up. Game should end about 5. Hope some of you guys can come out. I mean, if it's just Adrian, Cord, and myself, and Chris, it's four of us. We're playing the game. We're having some fun. And, you know, worst case scenario, that's what it is. And, I mean, big deal. We get out for an afternoon and play a great game with some people who are fantastic and just a lot of fun. But hopefully some of you guys can come, too. It'd be great to meet some of you. Great to be able to play a game with all of you. And here's a big secret about all of it. If everything goes well with this game, and if we happen to do a good enough job and feel comfortable and so forth, we will be running this scenario at TotalCon 2012. That's right. Not only will I be attending a con and covering it, but I could be running an event at it with some great guys. So we got to see how things go with this, iron out the kinks, see how comfortable we feel and what we can do. But if everything goes well, come, I think it's February 2012, yours truly and Adrian in court will be running a game at TotalCon. I've actually been talking with Angela, who's she's like the media queen over there of TotalCon. Angela, you're amazing, first of all. But she's been helping out with some stuff with that, and she actually went to their board because I asked them some questions about, you know, maybe we could get some swag and some stuff to give away to all of you guys. We've been covering TotalCon for a while, huge fans of TotalCon, and TotalCon's been so generous to us. I mean, they gave those t-shirts that we've been giving away and everything, and I have to thank Angela for that. Fantastic. So they've given us some cool stuff that we're going to be giving away. We're going to be giving away one weekend pass to TotalCon, plus 3 day passes to TotalCon. As we get closer to, you know, TotalCon, I will be doing some sort of, I gotta find out how I want to give these away, you know, come up with something, make it cool, but we'll be doing some sort of giveaway contest or something so that we can get these in your hands so that you can go to TotalCon at no cost. All thanks to the board who runs TotalCon and to Angela. Angela, you are fantastic. Thank you. So that's pretty awesome news going on there. I mentioned about Black Powder Game, Daybreak at Hangman's Creek this Saturday. If you can make it, please, please come. The fact that I played, you know, Black Powder recently at Battleground Games and Hobbies in Abington, which was awesome. And I guess the only other thing I really want to briefly mention, is the fact that we now have a new member of the Editor's Choice Award Club. And you're thinking, Editor's Choice Award Club? When did that become a club? Well, it's not really a club, but I just used it because we have someone else who's won an Editor's Choice Award. I need to give a big round of applause to the Wiz Store over at Westboro. Chris and Lynn, you guys are amazing. I wrote up a review of their new location, and it's, first of all, it's at 122 Turnpike Street, which is Route 9, but the review of the new location gave them a 98%. That's 98 out of 100. That's pretty amazing. So they got a great review and therefore become a member of the Editor's Choice Award Club. And, I mean, they're just fantastic there. There's so much that they do right. It's absolutely amazing. Overall, they got a 49 out of 50, which is 98%, a.k.a. A+. And I'm not going to read the entire review to you, but I just want to kind of hit some of the high points for them because they are fantastic. I really can't say it enough. So, as with all my official reviews, where I have a certain format I use. I do some, you know, informal reviews. I'm like, this is cool, or whatever. And I did that with Wargame Soldiers and Strategy and some other stuff and Battle Games Magazine or whatever. I've done some informal reviews. But this is a formal review. So I have a special format that I use. I talk about them and et cetera, et cetera. But then the rating system, there's these categories. It's price, in this case storefront, customer service, atmosphere, and contentment. And then there's an overall score, which takes everything into effect and kind of does it. So I had said the price, the 10 out of 10, through a combination of customer loyalty rewards, in-store sales, Groupon, and other discounts, they make it possible to save significant money purchasing the items you want from an independent game store. They are the only game store I can think of in this area that has ever utilized Groupon and other sales. And that's true. I was amazed. This was a while ago, actually. But I was amazed when I had logged into Groupon one day and I saw, you know, it was half off. You spend, I don't know, it was like $15 and you got like $30 of stuff from the Wiz, and I was like, this is fantastic, and I think it's something more independent stockists should use, more companies should use. So, you know, places like Adler Hobby, Adler Games and Hobbies, and Hobby Bunker, whatever, I know you all do great business, I know you're all fantastic stores, but something like this, I mean, it can't cost you that much. I don't know what all the details are, but Groupon could work, and the Wiz did it, and I think it brought them more customers. It brought me in on a day I wouldn't have gone there. I made a special trip just because of it, and spent extra money, too, so there you go. The second category, storefront, they got a 9 out of 10. This new location is much smaller than the old. It significantly limits playing space, but there remains plenty of room for the numerous products that they stock and plenty of room for customers to walk and game in. They have free Wi-Fi, plus they're going to be getting a flat-screen TV for customers to use because Chris is a huge NFL fan. I'm not. I love hockey. But, hey, flat-screen TV is pretty cool. So those are huge bonuses. The parking lot is smaller than the other one, but it's still pretty sizable. It is now much easier to access places to eat than before because it's so close to the McDonald's. It's right next to the New York Deli. It's on the opposite side of the Chateau on Route 9, a little bit further down. It's right near the Westboro Shopping Plaza where there's the Home Goods and Stop and Shop and all this kind of stuff. So you can get to everything easily. Plus, since they're staying on Route 9, that's a gigantic positive. The store is very clean. It's very friendly. It's easy to find what you want to in the store with minimal effort. And the staff are eager, but not too eager to assist when needed. And that's the key for me because, you know, I'll go into a place and they'll hound you as soon as you walk in. And they'll follow you every step of the way. And they're like a vulture. They grab onto you and they're not letting go. And that's not customer service. That's off-putting. They don't do that here. They, you know, they ask, what do you need? And then they assist you along the way. So that's a plus for storefront. Next, customer service, and I guess we kind of bled into there a little bit, but they're 10 out of 10. Chris and Lynn are two of the nicest game store owners I have ever met. They walk that fine line of being there when you need them without falling victim to the used car salesman method, which I just described, of jumping on every prospective customer. They are knowledgeable about their products, ready to order anything you need, and are able to answer any question you might have. They use Facebook, Twitter, email, newsletters, and other social media methods to communicate with customers, thereby making it easy to learn about any events they have and sales. Plus, they provide free gift wrapping and numerous other services. Can you tell I've been drinking some Wachusett Blueberry beer? Because there you go. So they use numerous other services, plus they have some of the best customer service I have ever received anywhere. And that is also why I used to routinely travel over 2 hours round trip to shop there. Back when I lived on the South Shore, it would take me an hour each way to get there, and I would still do it. I mean, I could have went when I was at work, and I did. You know, I'd go on a lunch break or right after work or whatever, so it wouldn't be as bad. But I would go from home in over 2 hours to get there and back, plus time spent there. And it's because of them and their fantastic customer service that makes the difference. The atmosphere, 10 out of 10. Walking into the new store feels like entering a friend's home. It is very welcoming and friendly. This is a great family-friendly store. Sometimes you walk into a game store and it feels like, you know, a gamer's basement has that funky smell, the weird furniture, the odd, you know, atmosphere going on. And so that's like bad friend's home. This is good friend's home. This is like you go in and like you smell like warm cookies going on and you greet it and it's comfortable and it's just really cool. That's what it feels like. I'm not saying they have cookies there. Don't go asking, walking in the door and saying, hey, we heard you had free warm cookies, because they don't. That's just, you know, analogy. Bank contentment, 10 out of 10. The Wiz is great. That was my bad Tony the Tiger impersonation. Crossing the threshold has never been disappointing to me. I can't say that about every place I shop at. They are a prime example why gamers need to support independent stockists. I'll say it again. They are a prime example why gamers need to support independent stockists. Buy at your local game store. Don't buy it at a big box store. Don't buy elsewhere. Go to your game store first. Overall, 49 out of 50. As I said, that's 98% A+. Overall, The Wiz is a fantastic store with a stellar group of people owning and operating it. They manage to meet the needs of divergent populations, children, parents, and gamers. The customer service is amazing. The shelves house both mainstream and enjoyable independent products. It is worth visiting The Wiz no matter where you live in Massachusetts. I will surely be including The Wiz as one of my main two gaming stores at which to shop and game, although of course being Battleground Games and Hobbies. Editorial disclosure for everyone. The Wiz has only been open 1 week as of the time that I had originally posted this, which was, when did I do that? I did that back September 5th. So it's been about a month now. They've only been open a month now. The review that had these results was based on numerous shopping trips at the old location, plus trip that I made that day at the new location. I know that given time, they will, and they have, because I've been there since, but they will finish finished shelving the last few boxes of items, and will begin ordering like normal. Please check out pictures that I have on the blog. You can see what the space looks like. It's really cool. Like I said, it is a small space. Customer service is amazing. They carry what you want. If they don't have it, they can get it for you. And it's the only game store around I've been able to find that regularly stocks War Games Illustrated magazine, which is one of my favorite magazines. They do a really good job with it. So, the Wiz Editor's Choice recipient, 98% A+. So, I think that actually is going to wrap things up for everyone because, well, I could talk some more, but I promise this would be a short episode. And we're going over 25 minutes. Plus, there's a Bruins game on tonight, which I need to see. Because, as all of you know, I am a huge Bruins fan. In fact, I am wearing my Bruins jersey with the Captain C on it. So, I am excited. Go Bruins! New episodes will be coming soon. I will be continuing to work on editing the Battleground Games and Hobbies episode. And as soon as the backlog is caught up, then everything will go out. And we will begin using the new name. So, thank you and have a good evening.
I say, Major, what on earth are you doing?
It's this blooming issue of Battle Games. It appears to be wearing some kind of futuristic armor. Pass me the can opener so I can try to get it out.
No, no, Major. That is an iPad.
Good Lord, man, don't be daft. It'll never fit under me monocle.
No, Major. The iPad is just another device you can use to read Battle Games magazine, because it's available in digital form as well as on paper.
Digital? What's that? A magazine with fingers? Well, there's still too much newfangled stuff in here. All these tanks and Blitzkrieg Commander and plastic now. They seem to be condoning the replacement of good old-fashioned lead. This is outrageous.
Yes, but there's still plenty of good old-school content as well, like command challenges and even a smattering of Spencer Smith's, what?
Yes, true, and those maps are first-rate. And I've read some excellent book reviews, and articles comparing rule sets, and how to make things, and interviews with some jolly interesting chaps. Well, I've got to admit, I've been converted, so get me a pigeon, I need to place an order.
Converted? Excellent, Major. Committed, more like. Come and visit the website at www.battlegames.co.uk, where you can find the magazine on paper for instant digital download or even on CD, so you can simply choose whatever suits you best. You could be downloading and reading your very first issue of Battle Games in just a matter of minutes, so why not give it a try? Battle Games, the spirit of wargaming.
The CWF Gamecast is proudly sponsored by 127games.com. Home of the cheapest Axis and Allies miniatures. Find them at 12-7-games.com. And contest sponsor, Battle Games Magazine, the spirit of wargaming, available at fine hobby shops throughout the United Kingdom and beyond. Subscribe online at www.battlegames.co.uk. This recording is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 3.0 license. Look for the CWF Gamecast online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming.